Hour. We also brought you this breaking news a short while ago. The Democratic Alliance announcing that Funzele Ngobeni is its mayoral candidate for the city of Joburg. And I wonder how you feel about that after everything that's gone on in the city in the last few months. There have been quite a few problems with billing issues, with potholes, robots that don't work, or traffic lights that don't work. You know, all manner of things that are happening in the city. There are power problems. There are water problems. And you know, you address those to us almost on a daily basis, and we do our best to intervene. But the number of complaints we've had about the provision of services in Joburg has just skyrocketed here on our show in particular. I cannot speak for other shows. But it means that whoever succeeds Herman Mashaba as the mayor of Joburg is going to have to work pretty hard to restore the reputation of both the party, the Democratic Alliance in Joburg, and indeed the coalition government. So let's speak to John Moody. John, thank you so much for joining us at this hour. Very good of you to make yourself available. And this issue, of course, is to do with Funzele being the current MMC of finance and being the person that the Democratic Alliance is fielding as the mayoral candidate for the city of Joburg. Why Funzele Ngobeni?
Well, he had been through a very rigorous selection process, and he has come out as the strongest candidate. Also, he has institutional knowledge, he has a maturity, and he has worked as the leader of government business in the city of Johannesburg for the past 3 years. And a person needs to look at stability in the first instance. He has the absolute support of his caucus. He has the respect of other opposition parties within the city of Johannesburg, which includes the ANC, as well as our coalition partners and, of course, the EFF. So we believe that he has expertise and that he has the capacity to continue for the good work that Herman Mashaba has been doing. Despite what you had said earlier on, I am responsible for the assessment of the performance of our municipalities, and we do customer satisfaction surveys on a regular basis, and over the past 3 years we have but just seen an improvement in those surveys, where the people of Johannesburg are beginning to see the city turn around, and we can see that there is indeed improvement in the services that are being delivered in Johannesburg. And more than anything else, the prudent and secure governing and management of our funds and our budgets. So overall, there's improvement in the city of Johannesburg, and we believe that that Funzele Ngobeni is the person to take us forward and to even improve upon our successes.
All right. So I'm glad you perceive those as successes, because that's not always apparent on the ground to the people who are actually living in this city, John. But let me ask you this. I mean, his most recent test, Funzele Ngobeni's most recent test, would have been the hacking of the city of Joburg's systems. And this was, I imagine, a very trying time for city officials. How well do you believe he acquitted himself in dealing with that crisis?
Well, a person needs to look at the circumstances that has led up to it. I'm not at liberty to express what we believe is behind it all, but I believe that he has equated himself in his task in a very professional manner. He has kept the officials and the public representatives calm, and we have looked at a quick resolve these issues, these challenges, with minimal disruption to our services. This is not something of the city's own doing or making, and as I said, I cannot disclose what we believe at this moment in time is behind it all. But believe you me, there is an investigation into it, and that those who are responsible will be held to account, and they will face the full might of the law.
So tell me, I mean, this is really about Funzin Gobeni's background as well, and why you've put such faith in him. One of the issues is that as part of his political history, he's been a member of the ANC, he's been a member of the Congress of the People, and now he's with the DA. So some people would perceive him as a political chameleon. Do you think someone like that is reliable enough to take on this kind of responsibility, given what may be perceived as his changeability in terms of his alliances?
Well, you know what? I come from the ANC. I know what the struggle was all about. And the ANC, among others, was the leading organization to bring about the true democracy that you have in Gauteng and in South Africa at large today. And I'm not ashamed of saying that I voted for the ANC, and the fact that I was a very active member of the ANC and of the trade union movement. The fact of the matter is that you have stepping stones from one party to the next. And Funzin Gobeni, when he was part of the ANC, left and went with COPE. And he had then seen that a better political home for him, where he can contribute to a better South Africa, will be in the Democratic Alliance. So why would you want to call a person such as Funzin Gobeni a political chameleon, when in fact he is a patriot, wanting to make South Africa a better place for you and I and for generations to come?
Well, are you quite sure the Democratic Alliance is going to be his last political home?
He didn't cross the floor. He left the ANC and went to COPE. And he wasn't a politician, he was an activist. And he joined the DA not just the other day, he joined the DA even before 2016. And I am very sure of Funzin's commitment to the Democratic Alliance and to South Africa and to our project, and that is to build one South Africa for all.
All right, let's leave it there. John Moody, thank you for speaking to us. He's the DA leader in Gauteng.